Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
51551. Clive Bidmead. Clive, good afternoon.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Okay, you contact us because you were seeking your long-lost sister. What do we know?
Patricia was born in Dublin in 1948.
Do you have an exact date? We won't give her a surname.
I do have a date. Do you want the date?
Yes, please. Yeah, exactly.
31st of December, 1948.
Oh, New Year's Eve, 1948. Okay.
Yeah, she was born in Hollis Street Hospital.
Patricia, okay.
She was boarded out to a number of families in the Cork area.
Okay.
But for whatever reason, that didn't work out very well. And she was admitted to hospital a few times. She had scarlet fever at one point.
Okay.
So when she was about 7 years old,
all right.
The authorities decided that it would probably be better if she was placed into Lakelands in Sandy Mountain, Dublin.
That was what, in the type of industrial school?
That's correct,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, she was seven, right.
Seven then.
Yeah.
I've been searching, I was adopted myself.
Okay.
And I was searching for my birth mother.
Okay.
Who came from the Anglesborough area of Limerick.
Right.
I then found out from one of my birth mother's sisters that she'd had a baby in Dublin, which was obviously Patricia. So I started searching for Patricia and made contact with the Northern Area Health Board, who provided me with some information about Patricia.
Yeah.
But
do you know if she's alive or dead?
I don't.
Do you know of anyone who's been in touch with her or might know her?
Recently, I've been in contact with Elizabeth Coppin, who says that she knew Patricia when they were together in Peacock Lane, Magdalene Laundry in Cork. That's only been in the last couple of weeks after I posted something on Facebook searching for Patricia.
Yeah.
So in the last 2 weeks, Elizabeth has been trying to help me try and track Patricia down.
And okay, and Elizabeth is on the line. Elizabeth Coppin. Elizabeth, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And how do you reckon, Elizabeth, you know Patricia, this woman that was born on the 31st of December, 1948? We won't give out any surnames. How do you reckon you know her, Elizabeth?
Oh, I knew her very well. Okay. We were in the same Magdalene Laundry together. When I went in there from my industrial school.
And where was that, Elizabeth?
Stage in Kerry in Tralee.
Okay.
She was in there already.
Right.
And we got chatting and we sort of, formed a friendship. But we had to be careful because you weren't allowed to make friends. And we used to have the cell next door to each other every night where we were locked in from the outside. And we used to climb up on the windowsill and chat out the window that you could open maybe about an inch from the top. We used to chat there and we were in the laundry, doing the work in the laundry, or should I say slaving, because we never got paid a penny.
Yeah.
I knew her very well. She told me that she was born in Dublin.
Right.
Hollis Street or somewhere. She was in Lakelands Industrial School.
Yeah, that fits.
Sandy Mount. I knew all that.
Now, did you know that you celebrated, or do you remember, her ever celebrating her birthday on New Year's Eve? Pretty memorable.
Oh, no.
Okay, you didn't know that.
They wouldn't even have known. I didn't know at that stage that I had a birthday. I mean, we would never be encouraged to do anything like that in the industrial schools.
But Elizabeth,
anyway, I'm just speaking for myself.
Okay, but you would have known your date of birth.
No, not necessarily. A lot of it was guesswork.
You never had a birthday?
No. That's normal for industrial school children.
Joe, I never had a birthday. I was adopted when I was 6 years old.
Right.
And the first time I had a birthday was when I was six.
It was never marked up to then. Okay, Elizabeth, so when is the last time you saw Patricia?
When I went into the Magdalens on 19th of March, 64, she was there. I ran away on the 15th of August, 66, and she was still there.
Okay.
And then I was working in a hospital in Cork for a couple of weeks, And one of those weeks, I went back deliberately on a Sunday because I knew they'd be out for the odd walk that they'd allow once a month or something. And I spotted her then, and I felt kind of very sad for her because she looked so sad and lost. And we were very good friends. I didn't.
And what age would she have been then? About 18, 19?
Oh, that would be a 19.
Yeah, 66. Yeah, 50.
And I knew I couldn't ask her to run away with me because I knew that if we got caught, that she would get into trouble. I mean, I had experienced solitary confinement in the padded cell in Peacock Lane.
Yeah.
So at that age, and I wasn't even 17 then.
An industrial school had a padded cell.
No, no, I'm talking about the Magdalen Laundry. Oh, the
yeah, but even that. Okay, I'll ask that question again with my same level of disbelief, if not more. A Magdalen Laundry catering for women had a padded cell.
Oh yeah, that was I was in three laundries because I ran away from the first one. I was brought back to the second one, and I was trafficked over again to the third one because I wouldn't answer to the name, a man's name, Ender. That was the second place. But the first place, there was a padded cell there.
Wow.
And I was dragged in there by two nuns and an elderly woman. And she had to do it because if she didn't do it, she'd probably have been put in there. It was a lot of psychological abuse and emotional abuse.
So you last saw Patricia...
I don't think people of Ireland still understand what we endured.
You last saw Patricia around 1966, which is 53 years ago. She would have been around 18 and 19, or 19. So let's say she's 68, 69 now. Well, she's born in 48, wouldn't she?
She'd but be my concern is, where is
71?
She?
71, yes, I know.
And this data protection, I can't get my head around that.
And when you say she was cast down when you saw her last,
Yeah, she
Elizabeth.
Looked downcast, you know, she looked sad.
Yeah.
Because I was her sort of like regular companion. We did. We got on extremely well.
And what was her health like?
She was fine. She was never off sick.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose she could have been sick, but didn't complain. I know she had very, very pale complexion. She had black hair with a permanent fringe that it would fall into a fringe even if she tried to avoid it.
And did you ever, as young women, teenagers, did you ever talk about ambitions or what you'd like to
be?
No,
you wouldn't have ambitions or aspirations then because you didn't know what the hell was happening to you.
Yeah.
You were just put in there because you just happened to be available to slave in there to protect the church and the Irish government with cheap labour. And just slaving, really. There was nothing else in your life. We were trafficked.
Have you gone back to Peacock Lane, Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Have you gone back? Is it still there? Is the building still there?
I went back. I did a documentary with Sue Lloyd-Roberts, Rest Your Soul.
Oh, very good.
A couple of years back, yes, I did. And I've also went back to Waterford, Magdalen Laundry, for that documentary as well. But I didn't go into Peacock Lane. But I did go into Waterford because that's a technical college now of IT or something.
Institute of Technology, yes.
Yeah.
And is that where the Peacock Lane facility was?
Peacock Lane was in Cork.
Oh, sorry, okay.
That's where I knew Patricia.
Yeah, I don't...
My concern is it Joe I'm speaking
Elizabeth,
to?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, Joe. My concern is when Peacock Lane Laundry closed down.
Yes.
Where did Patricia go?
I know.
Is she in the care of the nuns in these institutions still? Is she so frightened and so institutionalised and she can't speak for herself? Yet the Irish government, the Justice Department, I phoned them up this morning even and I was told that they can't give out her information. Yeah. She has to write to them. Now, how can somebody who's been, if she is in their care, how can somebody who had very little education
I take your point, it's a catch-22.
Continue to be
Elizabeth, do we even know if Patricia finally would know her own date of birth?
I don't know. Oh, I really don't know.
Okay.
And that's what's so frightening and so sad, because they're talking about this data protection, but if, I'm just saying if, she may be alive and well and kicking, and I hope she is. Yeah. But if she's in the care of the nuns in these homes, where the nuns have full access and control to them still today.
Okay, but we're trying to find Patricia Bourne.
Intimidated, okay. I would.
We have her second name, but Bourne, we won't give it out because there's many people the same name.
It's 31st
of December 1948.
And we can't get information on her.
Hopefully,
and Clive is her blood family.
And so it's Clive been made. But Elizabeth, just briefly, would she have known you as Lizzie or Elizabeth?
Oh, no, she knew me as Betty Reardon.
What?
Yep.
Where did Betty Reardon come from?
That was my maiden name, and because I love the name Betty.
Well, Betty Reardon is looking for Patricia. Okay, Elizabeth, thanks indeed.
Okay.
Best look for that. That's Elizabeth Coppin in the UK and Clive Bidmeath. Thank you. 51551.